From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An accord in Vienna. Negotiators have reached an agreement with Iran that will limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for eased economic sanctions. After nearly 3 weeks of meetings, EU Foreign Ministers Chief, Foreign Affairs Chief, Federica Mogherini, stood beside Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to announce the agreement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Vienna that he and the other leaders got the deal that they wanted. It will cut back Iran's nuclear program and require oversight by the UN Nuclear Agency. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers are disagreeing with each other about the pact. We get more from Michael Bowman.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted the pact as, quote, the best deal acceptable to Iran rather than one that might actually end Iran's nuclear program.
The Iranians appear to have prevailed in this negotiation.
Similarly, House Speaker John Boehner said President Barack Obama abandoned his goals for negotiations with Tehran. By contrast, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the accord is, quote, the product of years of tough, bold, and clear-eyed leadership from President Obama. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Greece's government has submitted legislation to Parliament supporting stringent reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for a debt bailout. The bill specifies new taxes, pension reforms, and tighter supervision of government finances. Rwandan lawmakers approved a measure Tuesday that would pave the way for President Paul Kagame to seek re-election when his second term ends in 2017. That proposal now goes to a parliamentary committee. This is VOA News. Iraq's army and allied paramilitary forces attacked Islamic State positions Tuesday around Ramadi. Commanders say it is the latest push to recapture the Anbar capital from the IS jihadists. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni headed to Burundi Tuesday in hopes of mediating a solution to the country's political crisis. The visit comes a week before elections in Burundi, in which President Pierre Nkurunziza will run for a third term in office. Gabe Josselow takes a look.
The East African Community, a regional bloc, appointed Mr. Museveni to facilitate a political dialogue in Burundi, where the opposition has staged weeks of protests against President Nkurunziza for his plans to run for another term. The president's opponents say a third term would violate the constitution and the accords that ended Burundi's civil war in 2005. There are concerns that the opposition, which has boycotted the upcoming poll, could turn increasingly violent. Gabe Josselow, Nairobi.
The New Horizons space probe has obtained impressive new images of Pluto and its moon Charon. The unmanned U.S. space probe reached its closest point to Pluto early Tuesday and did a very close flyby, taking pictures and collecting data. The United Nations is calling for an immediate end to militant attacks targeting civilians in Afghanistan. More than 100 civilians have been killed or wounded by the attacks within the last 2 days. UN envoy Nicholas Haysom demanded the perpetrators of what he called war crimes be held accountable. He said the attacks are contrary to the precepts and principles of Islam. Authorities in India say at least 27 people were killed in a stampede on the banks of a river where people had gathered to observe a Hindu festival. The stampede occurred Tuesday in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh as tens of thousands of people rushed to bathe in the Godavari River. More than 24 people were hurt in the crush. Chinese police say they have shot and killed 3 people described as knife-wielding militants from the mainly Muslim far western region of Xinjiang. A 4th person was wounded in the incident. Police say it occurred Monday in Shenyang. Officials and state media described the men as ethnic Uyghurs. World Uyghur Congress said those shot Monday were among those trying to flee through China's northeast border. A spokesman said the men were trying to resist being rounded up by police. Retired South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu has been admitted to a Cape Town hospital for what is being called a persistent infection. His daughter says Tutu's family expects he will be released in the next day or two. Tutu has been treated for prostate cancer for years. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.